Hello and welcome to the Campaign Podcast. I'm Beau Jackson, Media Editor at Campaign.
And I'm Charlotte Rawlings, Campaign Senior Creativity Reporter.
And we'll be your host today for the latest news roundup. Coming up on the podcast today, we'll be discussing On the Ground at Creative Circle, Channel 4's anticipated follow-up to the award-winning Superhumans campaign for this year's Paralympics, and Neverland's Part Deem win and split with Tetley. But before we get into it though, here are some of the top stories from last week that you should check out on Campaign. First, we have Verica Djurjevic leaving Channel 4.
Co-op consolidates creative and digital account.
Zenith wins Very Group's £60 million media account.
TBWA London hires strategy director.
We also had a column from Dagmar Bennett, a freelance TV documentary director and partnerships director at Brixton Finishing School, speaking about her experience of sexual harassment at this year's Cannes Lions. Though a shocking account, Dagmar is using the experience to call on men across the industry to stand up against harassment, so it's definitely worth checking out that story when you get the chance. It's titled, My Experience in Cannes Underlined Why Men Must Speak Up and Take Action Against Harassment. So, Charlotte, you're fresh from Creative Circle in Margate. How was it?
Oh, it was lovely. So happy that the sun came out for it.
Living your best life.
Yeah, it was great. There was time to go on the beach because, for those of you who don't know, it happens at Dreamland, which is the fairground.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is a bit of a weird one because they shut down all the rides.
Oh, no, so you don't even get a ride.
No, and so you're just wandering around this empty fairground, but it's full of people, obviously, for the festival, but there's no one on the rides.
Oh, good.
So it's weird vibes, but it's quite cool, and I'm happy that the sun was out because I feel like if it was like a stormy day, it would have been a bit bleak. But yeah, it was nice to have a little walk along the beach as well. So yeah, it was lovely.
So what were your three highlights from the festival itself?
Gosh, there's too many to choose from though. So yeah, I was there for 2 days. It was the 10th and the 11th of July. I'd say my first highlight was a rooftop panel that was hosted by brand experience agency Sparks. And it was led by Joe Jackson, the former DNAD chief exec. There were some really just interesting chats about what the industry needs to do for the younger generation. And obviously that's what the Creative Festival is all about. It's also a careers fair. So opening up those paths, making the ad industry more accessible. And there was sort of a kind of a rallying cry for agencies and brands to do more with universities, colleges and schools. My second highlight would probably be a panel with Conrad Hadaway and Sherwin Teo, the creators behind Mother's Best Friends campaign for Uber One, starring Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro and Asa Butterfield. And they spoke about how this idea kind of came to be and also just gave general advice on, you know, aspiring creatives. His one key bit of advice was don't be afraid to look like an idiot because, you know, they had quite a bold idea and it actually worked out and it was a great ad.
And it's quite a sparse script, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it is. It's quite subtle, understated. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and he also said the worst that they can do is say no and keep an open mind and go with everything.
Such thing is a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I could tell that like a lot of the younger creatives in the room were like really interested in hearing what they had to say. And then my third highlight would probably be something simple like having my fish and chips on the beach with a side of mushy peas, obviously. But I wasn't enjoying the fact that it was windy and it was a sandy beach. It made me realise that like when you were little, sandy beaches are like the one. But now I feel like pebbly beaches are like, yeah.
It's elite.
They've topped it, yeah. Also, the seagulls were on a different level.
I was going to say, did the seagulls stay away from you?
No, they're ballsy. They're ballsy.
So it was a busy week because we also had Channel 4's Paralympic Games ad debut. So let's hear a clip from it now.
That's a bit of magic.
He's incredible for someone like that.
He's so brave.
She's doing so well considering.
Considering what?
None of them give a flying toss. Who you are or what your backstory is.
Good for her.
For someone like that. For someone like that.
So for everyone listening, Charlotte, what does this year's campaign look like?
This was a much anticipated campaign. I think everyone kind of like looks forward to the Channel 4 Paralympics campaign. The campaign is called Considering What, and it's all about those sort of caveats that people have when they watch the Paralympics in that it's kind of like they'll say, oh, this is incredible. And then they'll say something like considering they have a disability or considering they're in that situation. and Channel 4's kind of wanting to cut all of that. And I actually wrote a story, I wrote an interview up, and the headline was Channel 4 cuts the well-meant bullshit in 2024 Paralympic campaign, because that was kind of how a lot of people with disabilities refer to those sort of caveats, in that, like, you know, people don't mean anything negative by it, but it's all kind of like an eye roll, isn't it? Like, give these athletes credit where credit's due.
Because they're just amazing.
Yeah, because they are just amazing. You don't need to caveat it with the fact that they've got a disability. And so the ad kind of shows how sport doesn't care if you've got a disability, because at the end of the day, these athletes are still competing in the same games with the same sort of challenges, and these challenges are sort of personified in characters in the ad. So you've got gravity, you've got friction, and you've got time, and these are all things that athletes without disabilities have to compete with as well. So yeah, I thought it was quite a clever idea.
Really smart. And you were on the shoot for this year's campaign as well. How was
That was at Crystal Palace Stadium, and it's just really interesting to look at the film now that it's been edited and compare it to what I saw on the day, and it's just incredible what you could do. The shoot was cold. I wasn't expecting it to be as well, because I think we went in was it like April, May?
It was a while ago,
and I wasn't expecting it to be so cold, but yeah, I did not dress for the occasion.
And this year's campaign has moved away from the superhumans concept, which Channel 4 ran. They started it for London's Paralympics in 2012 and returned in 2016 for Rio. So what's behind the change?
So I actually spoke to the creatives behind the campaign, Andy Vasey and Dan Warner, as well as Lindsay Atkin, who was the ECD of 4 Creative but is now at McCann as the CCO. It was interesting to speak about the move away from superhumans, because that was such a popular platform for Channel 4. But Lindsay kind of put forward the idea that it almost felt like they were othering the athletes.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see the positive outcome of that, in that, like, these athletes are incredible, but now they've gone the complete opposite direction of saying, like, we're not going to other them. We're not going to say that they're superhuman. They are, like, you know, they're just human athletes like all of the other athletes. And she said it really felt like it had run its course a bit, and it didn't feel appropriate anymore to be using superhuman.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just nice as well for them to, like, kind of acknowledge the fact that this worked for a long time and there was nothing wrong with that idea. But now, you know, times have changed and they've moved on. Mm. And I think it's just quite a refreshing platform for Channel 4.
Take on it. I know they brought it out in a mural as well, haven't they? They've done a mural created by Florence Burns in Shoreditch, near the underground station, and that brings it all in as well.
It says, amazing considering, and then they've got sort of a Paralympian with a paint roller, and it's covered up the considering, which ties in nicely with the films. And they've also got some out of home with the athletes taking part in the sport, with copy saying, like, she's incredibly fast for someone in a wheelchair, but then it's like, for someone in a wheelchair is blurred by someone speeding past it. So yeah, I think it's a really clever platform.
It's really smart, and hopefully we'll you know, facilitate moving on that conversation and just acknowledging people for their brilliance.
Yes,
just their brilliance. Like, you're just great.
No caveats.
You're just cracking.
No well-meant bullshit around here.
Moving on now. In other news, the Tetley Creative account is up for review.
The incumbent Neverland said in a statement that the pair had split down to creative differences over the brand's direction. So Tetley is now working with an independent pitch consultant as it embarks on this journey to find a new creative account. Neverland has been working with Tetley since March 2021, after it got the account following a competitive pitch in which the agency was up against M&C Saatchi, VCCP and Wonderhood Studios.
So Neverland may have decided to resign that account, but it also won another later in the week.
It won holiday park operator Park Dean Resorts after a competitive pitch.
How many agencies were shortlisted?
It was 4 in the final stage.
And what's Neverland's remit now going forward?
So the shop's going to be responsible for raising brand awareness and hopefully creating more bookings for Park Dean Resorts, because it runs 66 parks and apparently attracts 3 million holiday makers a year.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice. So let's see that going up, let's hope.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlotte. So I think that is all we have time for. If you'd like to learn more about what we've been discussing today, please visit our website, campaignlive.co.uk. Details of our subscriptions are available at campaignlive.co.uk/membership. If you enjoyed this episode of the Campaign Podcast, please follow us, like us, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. A big thank you to Haymarket Podcast producer Till Owen, and also to you for listening. I hope you'll join us next time. On behalf of the campaign team, goodbye.
Bye.